And good afternoon. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program today will be somewhat what we have been advertising. I will be talking first up with a member of the traditional Irish band based in Chicago called Chicago Reel, who are going to be performing in Urbana Sunday night at 8 o'clock. I will not, however, be talking with the Japanese percussionist or American buto dancer who we had hoped to talk with. They simply got stuck on the road, or at least got delayed on the road, trying to get here from Cleveland. Their names Tatsuya Nakatani and Vanessa Sconce. They're going to be performing tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign, what sounds like a fascinating program. We will, however, get to hear some about that from Jason Finkelman of University of Illinois' Center for World Music. And we'll be talking with Jason later in the program. And he's also going to be bringing somebody with him who's giving a concert on what's called the Sudden Sound Concert Series at the Krannert Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus tomorrow night. So we've got a number of features on the show today. I certainly hope you will stay tuned to Live and Local. We just heard a performance by the Chicago-based ensemble called Chicago Reel. And those were a set of reels, appropriately enough, the Small Hills of Offaly, McFadden's Reel, and Father Newman's. And the Chicago Reel will be performing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series, which presents traditional acoustic Celtic music in and around the Champaign-Urbana area. The concert will be Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. Their membership includes Jonathan Whitehall, who is with me from Chicago at the moment, and I appreciate your taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, you have to be about the umpteenth person I've talked with lately on this show, it seems like, who was originally from Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of really well-known people, a classical pianist, Dawood Agin Pratt's from there, the jazz pianist, Ahmad Jamal, and seems to me two or three others lately. How long ago did you leave there?
Well, I went to school in Indiana University in Bloomington in the late 90s, I'll say, and kind of settled on the Midwest right after college, you know, found a job out here, and a lot of my friends were out here, so that's how I ended up here, and fell in with the Chicago crowd. You know, Chicago, of course, is a great Irish music scene, and I fell in with the other members of Chicago Reel a couple of years ago, and they're from all over, too. They're from, we have someone that was Irish but was born and raised in England. We have a couple of other Irish natives, one from Clare, and our singer is from Kerry, and two Chicago natives, so we're from all over the place.
Yeah, it does seem like it. Your musical roots were in classical piano and violin. Is that what you studied in college also?
Yes, that was what I studied in college. I also have a computer science degree, so my day job is more related to the computer world, but at night the musical side of me comes out.
I was going to say, I bet I can guess which one makes you the money. So you went to a pretty good music school.
That's what they say. That's what they tell me.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I came out of Northwestern, and people told me later, that's a really good place. Did you get started in playing Irish music while you were there, or was that all afterwards?
Yeah, it had started a little bit before that, but my interest kind of peaked, if you will. There were a lot of great Irish musicians at the time. They were also either going to school or lived in Bloomington, not the least of which who is Gray Larson, who is a great Irish flute player from the area. And there were some other musicians that have since moved to other parts of the country, but I feel like I was there at a really good time to be exposed to a lot of good Irish music in Bloomington as well.
And then once you got to Chicago, got involved in earnest, I guess.
Yeah, there's a really vivid session scene up here, and a lot of great musicians, you know, both from the north side and the south side. I mean, it's kind of funny. There's so many of them that I've been in Chicago about 12 years now, and there are still musicians I haven't met, you know, or haven't even heard of that are coming out of the woodwork, if you will. So it's always it's kind of an ever-changing place, but there's a lot of music you can go out and hear, and it's great stuff.
When you say it's a vivid session scene, talk a little bit about what that means and what's that like in Chicago.
Well, so one of the things that really struck me when I moved to Chicago was that a session is where a bunch of people that play Irish music kind of get together on a, you know, fairly regular basis. Kind of, you can think of it like a jam session, except it's you know, usually it's in a pub or somewhere public, and they're advertised, you know, every Sunday at 7, a particular bar or pub will have a session. And what that means is you bring your instrument, and then you sit down and you start playing tunes with oftentimes people you've never met. And so it's kind of it's a way to socialize, and it's a way to share tunes. And there's just a lot of different opportunities to play in Chicago and to really learn a lot of stuff about, you know, other tunes from other places and other styles. And just, you know, you pick up all that through, you just kind of absorb it from being in the scene. I remember the first couple of years I was attending these sessions. Sunday, you used to be able to go from one session to the next, and you could go from early Sunday afternoon way through into the, you know, midnight, just hopping around to different places and playing at different sessions. So
you just take your fiddle and jump in wherever you want, or I suppose you could just go and take nothing and listen if you want.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's different levels and different, you know, different levels of sessions. I mean, there's the more advanced sessions, and there's more beginner sessions, and there's something for everyone, or just people that like to go and listen to the music.
So did you progress from less advanced to more advanced?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the years you just start learning more and more tunes, and can sit down and be competent, you know, playing along with people, and you know, not getting in the way, if you will. So,
as long as we're talking about it, I might as well mention to people who may not know that here in Champaign, there is the weekly session night is Wednesday night, or at least one of the sessions is at Dublin O'Neill's in downtown Champaign. That's every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, I believe. Jake Schumacher, formerly of this radio station, leads that session, fine accordion player in the Irish tradition. So tell us a little bit about how these musicians from disparate backgrounds, disparate geographical areas came to become Chicago Reel.
Well, we came together in 2010, more or less, and we started really playing out about then. And my involvement, a couple of them have been going on before me, and I was invited to a house party. Paulie and our banjo player, who I had known through the sessions, kind of got an informal invite to one of her house parties. And late at night, there was a lot of music, and just ended up playing the piano for them. And they decided that they liked my sound, and we all kind of just kind of converged into the motion that they had already had going. You know, we started out playing pubs in the local area, and we've been kind of moving on more toward the concert and the festival scene as well. So, and of course, we worked hard on our CD last year, and that was a very wonderful project. We did it pretty quickly. We did it from start to finish in about 2 months. But it was really fun, and I think we got really confident in our ability to play and play together. You know, got very into our repertoire, and we really like how things turned out.
Well, since you mentioned the CD, let's hear another sample from it. It's simply a self-titled CD, Chicago Reel. There's no other name to it, right?
Yeah, we couldn't come up with a good name, so we thought that, you know, going eponymously was the best way to go.
Well, the band Chicago started that way.
Yeah, there you go.
And after that, they just give them their names, their albums, numbers. This one actually doesn't feature the whole band. It's just, I wanted to share this because I think your singer sounds so wonderful. And if I recall, this is just solo. The song Bally CD Cross, are there any instruments involved in this one?
No, so this is pretty close to what you consider sort of a Shano style of singing. Dennis is from Scarta Glen, which has a wonderful singing tradition, and he learned to sing from his father. And it's an unaccompanied sort of, some might call it kind of a plain or a bare or a very raw sort of sound. But I mean, if you listen to him, of course, it's anything but plain. And it's just a really wonderful shining example of what we consider, you know, wonderful Shanos singing from the source.
Shanos, that's S-I-A-N-N-O-S, or S-E-A-N-N-O-S.
Yeah.
What does that mean, actually?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask, you know, to try to kind of put a name or a label around what type of singing it is. I think, generally speaking, they say that it's, you know, songs that are sung in the Irish language. They're generally unaccompanied. The rhythm is not strict. There's certain things about the song. It's a very old style. Shanos literally means, I think, old style or old tradition. It's a style that kind of predates a lot of the tunes coming into Ireland in the 17th and 18th centuries. Pardon me. And so it definitely is not devoid of Western influence, but has probably less of that need for accompaniment and kind of stands alone on its own.
Well, I think people will recognize this as a characteristically traditional Irish sound. So this is Dennis O'Sullivan of the group Chicago Reel. Bally CD Cross is the name of the song, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The band will be at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana Sunday night for a show starting at 8 o'clock.
The dawn of freedom once more shone out throughout our glorious isle. The sacred cause for which they died still lives within our lives. Ireland dear, old Ireland, you bore a bitter loss when you lost it through a nobleman at Ballyseedy Cross. It'd been on a cold spring morning in the second rain of tans. A true noble Irishman fell by their wicked hands, and how they beat their prisoners more cruel than an ass, before they took their human lives at Ballyseedy Cross. And how young Fuller's life was saved no one but God can tell, and how he bade his comrades that last and fond farewell. Many's the sorrowful tear he shed while along that road he passed, by the spot that marks where his comrades died at Ballyseedy Cross. These are the names of the martyrs dead who fell on that sad day. Pat Hartnett, Buckley, Daly, Welch, Young, Toomey, and O'Shea, O'Connor and O'Connell, eight bodies lie in the grass. They died to free old Ireland at Ballyseedy Cross. Sleep on, brave Kerry men, in your lonely prison grave. From Castle Island's lovely glen to Clashnican's lonely cave, you gave your lives for Ireland, and never shed a loss. From the bloody roads of Easter Week and Ballyseedy Cross.
That was singer Dennis O'Sullivan of the band Chicago Reel Valley City Cross, the name of the song, and they will be performing on the Piper's Hut concert series in Urbana Sunday night. My guest on Live and Local, also of the band, is Jonathan Whitehall. And as we said earlier, Jonathan, you play piano and violin. Do you do both in the band?
Well, I just play piano in with Chicago Reel. I do play for contra dances with a different band, and in that band I play fiddle.
Because the part of the promo that I saw for this particular concert on the Piper's Hut site says two fiddles join banjo, button box, and piano.
Oh, right. So we one of our band members moved to New York and decided to leave the band for you know, this part of it would just be too difficult to coordinate schedules. And this is a fairly recent thing. We actually have the new lineup is Jerry Carey, who's our accordion player. His son Kevin has joined us on flute. So I guess we need to update our website.
Well, yeah, it depends where Dean Karras got the info. But in any event, I just wanted to clarify.
We've updated the website since, but at the time he got the information, we were two fiddles, and you'll hear two fiddles on the recording. But Devin Shepherd, one of our fiddle players, is the one that moved to New York.
So you're not tempted to break out the fiddle yourself?
Well, it's too hard to play piano and fiddle at the same time, so.
Well, different sounds. So Kevin plays what, you said?
Kevin plays flute.
Flute, right.
Yeah.
So he won't be represented on these recordings, but he'll be with the band when you come on the series.
Right.
Talk about Rose Duffy a little bit. I think she's going to be on the series solo later on, in November, maybe.
Yeah, that's right, at the Folk Festival, I think. She and I are actually coming down to give a solo concert for the Folk Festival, and we're very excited about that.
Is everybody who's in the band now except for Kevin a founding member? Or close to it?
I guess close to it, yeah. Certainly since we did the CD, that's really the only lineup change we've had.
And do you have another CD going yet?
No, we're talking about it. I don't really know where we are with that yet, but probably next year we'll start to work on it.
Since you anyway got started in the session scene, how easy is it, and how common is it, for that matter, in Chicago for people who start in sessions to just decide, hey, we're going to have a band? Is it a flourishing place for traditional Irish bands as well?
Yeah, I think so to a certain extent. You know, a lot of it's just the idea that, you know, it can be challenging because there's sort of an expectation of, you know, it's more than just playing for, you know, traditional Irish venues, because there really aren't that many of them, and there aren't that many people necessarily that would sit down and listen to, you know, a concert sort of in a folk music scene. They are there, but you have to, you know, if you really want to play out, a lot of times what you really kind of have to do is kind of put on more of a show and do a little more of an act, if you will, right, to go out and play at pubs, for instance. You know, the pubs are more looking for entertainment as opposed to sort of the concert venues. So it can be difficult to kind of break out into that. It's almost easier to sort of go out and kind of, you know, go to play at folk clubs or whatever in different towns, much like we're doing. But I guess it depends on what you want to do. Certainly, it's a great way to meet people, and sometimes bands come out of that. There's a lot of different types of bands in Chicago. That's for sure.
Like you, does everybody else in Chicago Reel have other full-time gigs?
Yeah, we all have. I guess you will, day jobs, right? So we all do different things, but it works out pretty well because we, you know, we can't go on tour for weeks on end because of that, and there's not really an expectation that we would go on tour for weeks on end because we'd all have to take, you know, take off vacation, that sort of thing. So I think that works out pretty well. We like to be involved and play a lot, but obviously we have other things to do as well that are very important.
I wanted to go out here with, I guess, a couple of slip jigs. And is there an easy way to say the difference between a jig, a slip jig, and a reel?
Well, I can certainly tell the difference between a jig and a reel. They usually say that if you can say the word Finnegan, Finnegan, Finnegan over and over, then it's a jig.
Okay.
If you can use another expression like alligator, 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 it's a reel. So as you listen to the music, you can kind of tell if one of those two phrases would fit. Now, the difference between a slip jig and a jig is generally the slip jig has an extra beat. So a slip, for those that are musical, a slip jig would be in three, and a jig is generally in two. So if you're particularly in tune to listening to that, you can certainly hear that there's an extra beat in a slip jig.
So if you're going to say Finnegan, 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 that would be in three.
Right. Well, that would be you can think about it as being what we would call in classical music subdivided, right? So that would be sort of the underlying beat, right? So there would be three notes to a beat, but the number of beats per measure is also different. So like a jig would have six of those. So you'd say Finnegan, Finnegan, right? Finnegan, 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 Finnegan. A slip jig would be Finnegan, 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 Finnegan.
So 1-2-3-2-2-3, 1-2-3-2-2-3, or 1-2-3-2-2-2-2-3-3-2-3. That's hard to say fast.
And if you're a dance instructor, you certainly would say some talk about it like that. Okay?
Well, that may actually be helpful, and I'm wrote that down. Maybe I'll remember the next time I get to bring up the question. Jonathan Whitehall is a pianist with Chicago Reel. They are going to be appearing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series Sunday night at 8 o'clock. At the Independent Media Center on South Broadway Avenue in Urbana. That's the old post office building. And their CD came out, I guess, last year?
And yes, 2011.
From it, the Slip Jig or Slip Jigs, The Killimore, and For the Love of Music.
This is actually a regular jig followed by a slip jig.
Oh, so
you'll actually be able to hear the difference.
Okay, well, how about that then? Jig and a slip jig. Very good. Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us, and safe travels as you make your way down here on the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Chicago Reel. We heard first a jig, the Killimore, and then a slip jig for the love of music. And I hope you were able to keep track of the rhythm of each. That was performed by Chicago Reel, the name of the Chicago-based Irish ensemble who will be in downtown Urbana Sunday night for a concert at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Today's program is made possible with support from the Friends of WILL and from the Wesley Evening Food Pantry, providing groceries, health, education, and human services for area residents during the evening of the third Thursday of every month. Wesley Evening Food Pantry is a proud member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll donations at work, on the web at cs-il.org.
Next on Live and Local, we will be talking with Jason Finkelman of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. He is sort of a stand-in for one of the events we'll be talking about because we had hoped to have percussionist Tatsuya Nakatani and American Buto dancer Vanessa Sconce. They are still on the road from Cleveland, apparently, and won't get here in time for the radio show. They will, however, get here in time for their concert tonight at 8 o'clock at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign. So more on that coming up. But also, Jason will be talking about a concert that is part of a series that he curates at the Cranet Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, which will be happening tomorrow night. It's on what's called the Sudden Sound Concert Series. And we do also have one of the featured artists on that concert, Eric Ross, composer and thereminist. So I should give you fair warning that the rest of the show, musically speaking, will probably sound a little strange to those who are not initiated in some of these sounds. Here is a little bit of Tatsuya Nakatani, the percussionist, along with another performer, and I honestly have no idea what instrument he's playing here. Jason can probably tell us after we've heard some of it. His or her name, Kaoru Watanabe. This is from their joint CD called Michiyuki on Live and Local.
Thank you.
This is music by the team of Tatsuya Nakatani, percussionist, and performing in this track on the Japanese flute, Kaoru Watanabe, from their CD called Michiyuki. The tune is called Yume. I'm sorry, I don't know what that means, and not translated here, nor is anything else said about the music, because I think that these are combination of composed and improvised music, and we're going to get a clarification of that probably in a matter of minutes here, seconds, because with us is not Tatsuya Nakatani, who we had hoped to have had. As I said, he's still on the road, but the fellow who helped to bring him here, Jason Finkelman, who brings a lot of artists who are in avant-garde, jazz, and other kinds of music, who often are involved in different kinds of improvisation. Jason Finkelman involved with the Sudden Sound Concert Series at the Krannert Art Museum as curator, and also with the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music. And also with Tatsuya was going to be, well, will be at this concert tonight in Champaign, the dancer Vanessa Sconce. So without my saying anything further, Jason, thanks for coming in and on short notice, virtually no notice, and tell us a little bit about Tatsuya Nakatani, and I guess he's been here a lot before.
Yes, well, thank you, Kevin, for having me on the show and for inviting Tatsuya. Tatsuya is a master improvising percussionist, and his signature sound would be the use of extended technique on the instrument. So one of the main things that he's focused on of late is bowed gong work. He has these flat gongs, and he has custom-made bows that he produces himself, and he plays that as part of his solo performance, and sometimes he puts together the Nakatani Gong Orchestra, which was featured in our community at the University YMCA maybe a year ago or so. So Tatsuya came to my awareness for the first time with a trio in 2005 that actually launched the Sudden Sound Concert Series. And I think it was before they had a name, but they do go by the From Between Trio. And that features Jack Wright from originally from the Philadelphia area, and I believe he's up in the Eastern PA area. He's a saxophonist. And Michel Donara, who's from France, and he uses extended techniques on soprano saxophone, and Tatsuya Nakatani. And that's a very beautiful trio. But Tatsuya is amazing because what he does is he tours all over the country about 9 months out of 12. He does all sorts of performances with dancers, with musicians, point to point. He might, you know, every night it could be a different show, from a solo performance to a collaboration.
So for this particular collaboration, which is, if you go to his website, you see all kinds of, you see descriptions of many different ones that he's doing, but this one is with the dancer Vanessa Sconce, who practices this thing called Buto dancing. And I understand they're actually going to be doing a workshop at the University of Illinois dance department.
That's right.
In tomorrow, but the concert performance is tonight at 8 o'clock.
At Indigo.
So at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign. What do you know about Buto?
Well, Buto dance originated in Japan in the aftermath of World War II. It was in the midst of a radical artistic movement, or there were many movements that were happening in the late 50s and early 60s that was looking to dismantle the constrictive taboos and salvage the body and soul from becoming capitalist fodder, as quote-unquote Vanessa put in a description. But, you know, Buto is a very extraordinary movement that, you know, I used to always think it was very, very slow, but I've seen other Buto dancers that move very rapidly as well. But it's a very internalized art form. So it says here, to read more of what Vanessa sent ahead, Buto descends into the darkness beneath the skin, into the shadows, the unknown wherein all is one shimmering essence. From this depth, Springs Creation, Communion, and Revolution. And so what's nice about Tatsuya and Vanessa working together, let's see if I can remember, there's a concept in Japanese culture called ma. And in this concept is, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's the spaces between things, or the emptiness makes the whole. So that concept of ma is played into their partnership in performance.
Tatsuya describes it here as a Japanese ma, that is, a Japanese way of expressing the profound awareness of space completing the whole. And then for Vanessa says further, the performance space becomes, quote, a vessel for a multitude of alchemies passing through the body on waves of Nakatani sound. I mean, this is the sort of thing that I guess you, as they say, you have to be there to ultimately experience it. But also this Butoh, I have a couple of descriptions too. I guess it can be dance, it can be movement, it can be no movement, it can mm-hmm. be any number of things, but grotesque seems to be among the words that describes all of these potentially.
Potentially, yes.
Also erotic, dance of darkness,
mm-hmm.
And the poses in which I have seen her anyway in photos look at the very least uncomfortable and look as though they perhaps are meant to make the observer somewhat uncomfortable at some level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because there, I think Vanessa's coming from a very particular school, and that there's another Butoh dancer that I've had the opportunity to see perform on a number of occasions named Oguri, who's based in L.A., and he's performed a lot with Adam Rudolph, who's a great master percussionist. And what I thought I was going to see was not what I ended up seeing. That was the case where the movements would go from very slow and minute to very rapid and explosive. And so it will be interesting for me to see how Vanessa taps into those energies. But the thing is they're improvisers too. Mm-hmm. So the space is going to determine what she might do, and the sound and the audience, everything, all the elements that are together in one place will all determine the kind of the energy of the night.
Well, and since she said in that part that I quoted, you know, that she, her body will respond in part to the waves of Tatsuya's sound. Here's a little bit of an example of what you described earlier, the bowed gong sounds that he creates from a different CD, which is called Tatsuya Nakatani Abiogenesis. And none of these tracks are titled. They're just 18 untitled tracks.
Right, and this is probably the best document of his current practice of solo percussion playing.
Tatsuya Nakatani on bowed gong and other percussion, just a little bit of this track here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
That's a sample of the work on bowed gong and other percussion by Tatsuya Nakatani, who will be performing tonight at 8 o'clock at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign with Butoh dancer Vanessa Sconce. And you can find more information easily enough by, you want to do a search for Tatsuya, T-A-T-S-U-Y-A, Nakatani, N-A-K-A-T-A-N-A, because his website is sort of a funny address. And then find out what that's all about. The Indigo Artist Co-op, interesting space, and so I'm sure he will have plenty to interact with, as will Vanessa, not only with his music, but also the surroundings, as Jason Finkelman just suggested a moment ago. And in another few moments, we'll be talking with composer and theremin performer Eric Ross about a concert tomorrow night that is on the Sudden Sound Concert Series at the Cranet Art Museum in Champaign, which, as it happens, is curated by Jason Finkelman.
WILL programs are made possible by the Friends of WILL. And by the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, presenting Classics 1, Resurrection, featuring works by Brahms, Mozart, and Beethoven, on Saturday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m. at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets may be purchased online at www.cranertcenter.com or through the Cranert box office.
You would be forgiven if you were thinking space movies and other sorts of things like Doctor Who, listening to that music, but that is sound that I imagine most of our listeners have heard in one context or another. That is from a composition by Eric Ross called Overture for 14 Theremins, from his CD called Music for Theremin. And Eric Ross and Mary Ross will be performing what they call an ultimedia concept on the Sudden Sound Concert Series at the Cranet Art Museum at the University of Illinois Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. The series, curated by my guest Jason Finkelman and Eric Ross, is with us also on the program today. Mr. Ross is yet another person that I've been talking to lately, and tomorrow will be another one. Born in Pennsylvania, my home state. It seems to be a proliferation of Pennsylvanians coming through the show in the last number of weeks. In any event, he is a composer, performer, has written symphonies, chamber pieces, solo works for this and other instruments, a collaborator in lots of different jazz ensembles, has his own ensemble that has involved some folks that you are likely to have heard of, blues people, including Sonny Terry and Lonnie Brooks, and other jazz greats like John Abercrombie and Larry Coryell, and many other sorts of collaborations. Eric Ross, thanks very much for coming on the show today, also on short notice.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. It's nice to be here today.
So you seem to have developed a love affair with this instrument called the theremin that's been running, what, close to 30 years now?
Well, maybe a little bit more, yes.
It's 40, I can't add.
Yeah, well, it's been a while, but I've been involved with it. I got involved with it pretty early on, and I've kind of stayed with it to the point of that I've used it in all my major compositions in the last number of years, and plan to continue to do so.
So I said in playing that music that people are likely to recognize the sound of that instrument, but not necessarily know how the sounds are produced. I've seen a couple videos, and it looks like hocus pocus with your hands over. Well, I guess the theremin has changed a little bit over the years.
I have a more modern digital design. It was actually built for me by Bob Moog.
Moog of Moog synthesizer fame.
Correct, yeah. And he started out actually building theremins and ended up building them in his career after going on to develop the analog synthesizer. And the theremin, to me, seemed to be like kind of a natural outgrowth of what I was doing at that time, and I think it's a very human instrument. It's played by moving one's hands in the air over it. One hand controls the pitch of the instrument, and the other hand controls the volume. And it has been used in a lot of sci-fi movies, and that's one of its rather cliched effects. But contemporary composers are using it a lot of different ways and a lot of different styles. And so it's a very versatile instrument, and as I say, a very human instrument. It's played by one's hands. It's not programmable. It's not digital or sequent. So
What is it producing itself that is responding to your hands?
It's a basic electronic principle called capacitance. The closer that I get to the pitch rod, it produces an audible sound. It's two heterodyning waves, and my hand interrupts that wave, and so you can hear an actual pitch. And the inventor of the instrument, Professor Lev Theremin, discovered it by actually tuning radio oscillators. And he found that two near pitches would produce an audio wave and could be controlled musically.
And you have incorporated it into, as you said, other compositions, of which we had have a sample of a piece that will be played tomorrow night.
Right. And I found that it blends well with most all other instruments, and I have been using it in a kind of a different way in serious compositions rather than as a cliched sound effect. And it's a very beautiful instrument. In the upper ranges, it can sound like a human voice. In the lower range, it can sound like a cello. And at other times, it can sound like nothing else at all. So
introduce us briefly to this piece, including. How do you say the name, and what does it mean?
It's called the Boulevard de Reconstructi, and my wife and I had been working on this piece for a while, and we decided at a certain point to collaborate, and it ended up being a kind of a reconstruction in that it's a surreal autobiography sort of thing, but maybe the way that you might view it in your memory, and in that the memory compresses and compacts all kinds of things, and you can have a memory from 1959 next to a memory from yesterday or this morning or whatever. So that was one of the organizing principles for it, and so we decided to make it that way, and to the music at some points would represent what was going on, at other points it might contrast what was going on, so... we've been touring with the piece now for about a year.
So you're going to be playing everything on tomorrow's concert in
Correct.
Addition to some of her video?
Yeah, I also play guitar and synthesizer, but I have my equipment MIDI'd up so that I can control other instruments. I can control the synthesizers from the theremin and the guitar from the theremin. So it's kind of interconnected, and it's my own little electronic ensemble.
So in this recording of it, is this also all you, or is it the rest of the Eric Ross ensemble?
No, this is mostly me. This next piece that you're going to play, this is all me.
So here's the opening of Boulevard de Reconstructi by Eric Ross from his CD called Music for Theremin here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
And that is just the tiniest fragment of what is really a 20-minute piece in this performance of Eric Ross's composition Boulevard de Reconstructi, with himself in various instruments, including the theremin. And he'll be performing that and other works tomorrow night at 7:30, a free program at the Krannert Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus, along with a projected video by his wife, Mary Ross. Anything to add about that briefly?
Well, I would like to say that we've been doing these performances for the last couple of decades, and the new pieces that we're doing tomorrow night, I think, really are some of the best things that we've done, and I'm really happy to be doing them here, especially presenting the theremin in context of serious new music. So I hope we'll see a lot of people come out tomorrow evening.
And thanks to Jason Finkelman for coming in to introduce us to Eric and to talk a bit about Tatsuya Nakatani and tonight's concert. And we have to sign off. Thank you, gentlemen, both very much. On tomorrow's Live and Local, I'll be talking with singer-songwriter Ben Bedford, who will be performing in Fairmount Saturday night, and also will be having a preview of 44 Plays for 44 Presidents, which is opening tomorrow at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, also on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. You are listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the evening, the low temperature 55. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 80. Enjoy that, because things will cool off significantly starting on Friday. Currently 70 degrees. Stay tuned for All Things Considered.